Hey guys, you're listening to Grown Up and Glown Up. What is up? It's me, Nina. So I want to take this time to apologize about the delay in episode number 3. I got into an accident a month ago and Sheena was actually there when it happened and she's been such an angel. She's been so understanding and so caring. But anyway, it turned out to be a little bit more serious than we had all hoped, and so I had to go through surgery 2 weeks ago. That's my daughter in the background if you can hear her. She's singing songs with her Nana. So this is my downtime, my healing time, and I'm currently recording this from my living room. So anyway, story time. A couple of days ago, Luna, my 4-year-old, was playing with my laptop and she wanted to take a couple of photos using photo booth. And I discovered footage of Sheena and I from a couple of months back. This was supposed to be episode 1. But it didn't make the cut. I just completely forgot about it. And so I watched it and then thought to myself, my God, it behooves me to just share this soundbite with all of you because it's such a beautiful story of how Sheena manifested wanting to go to New York during such a difficult time in her life. It inspired me and I know it will inspire you as well. So here it is. Oh, wait, but before anything else, you should know that I turned the recording on mid-story, but I got the best of it. So here we go.
You know, questioning my worth because all my life from moving to the Philippines, finding my identity here, and then being in a relationship till my late 20s, I literally didn't have much of an identity. I was like, on stage as a performer at that time, I had that confidence, but inwardly I didn't know myself.
Yeah.
And that was a time when I remember I was doing crazy stuff like I had my days where I was like really into E stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just out every time because I was trying to find myself in the relationship. And I think that's something that like everyone goes through.
Yeah.
But that was, I remember that's when I was like, I need to get out of this. I need to break through from this. And I decided to, you know, really split from the relationship. And it was really hard because that was all I knew.
Yeah, it's tough.
That was all I knew. And that was the only time I could say it was a struggle for me, because that's when I finally woke up and said, I can do better.
Yeah.
And one time I remember, this was the routine that I always had, going home, right, with him, lying down in the bed, and then I turn to my left, right, and I see him snoring. And then I look to the right, I see the TV on. And I look at the ceiling, right, and the light is just flickering. Imagine living like this, like for all 3 years. In that relation, that's how it was. And it just got to a point where it's like, God, is this my life?
Yeah.
Is this my life? Like there's gotta be more to this. And I remember I was like, you know what? I'm gonna find the courage to split from this relationship. Come the next day, this is like the weirdest shit, right? Come the next day, something just told me, go to your closet and fix your closet, right? Mm-hmm. So I went to my closet. Somehow I'm just like, I had the need to just clean out whatever gunk I had there, and then a notebook fell. And this is crazy.
Amazing.
My journal, right? Like this is something that I write like things in my high school from when I was in Guam till I moved to the Philippines. And I remember reading, I was like, oh wow, I had all these like little dreams I wrote in there. And there's a lot of things that I wrote in there like, travel here, travel there, you know, accomplish this, accomplish that. And I realized a lot of those things that I've already done was like work with certain different artists, mm-hmm. Be on stage and travel worldwide. And that was a time when I was working with my dance group at that time, doing international dance competitions. And there's one in there that I haven't completed and checked off in the list, was go to New York. And I was like, just something rang in my ear and it's like, oh, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to New York. Fuck this relationship and I'm gonna go, this is my next chapter. I was so broke at that time.
And so decided at the same time.
I was so decided, broke, depressed, no identity. I didn't know where to go, but just something told me that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And Anyway, long story short, that was the whole, that was how my mind was operating at that time. And I remember, I didn't know exactly how I was gonna go about it, but my manager at that time, I told her, I was like, I'm gonna go to New York. She's like, oh, how? Whatever, yada, yada, yada. That next same week, she got a call from one of the event company in Toronto saying, we're gonna do a concert, right? And so she announced it to the team, the whole company, that we need to do a concert in Toronto, but we need to be casted. I got casted into the show, and that was it. That was my ticket to New York, right? So I was like, okay, got casted, did the whole concert, went to Toronto. As soon as the curtains closed on that performance, I went to the backstage and then pulled out my laptop and then booked the first bus ticket from Toronto to New York.
I love this story.
And that was, I remember, I literally only had the money in my pocket was $200 because I was at that time mga 12,000 pesos.
Yeah.
Well, almost 12,000-ish pesos plus the money that I had from what I was going to make from the concert. And I was like, this is it. I'm done. I'm going to say goodbye. I'm done with this, this relationship, yada, yada, yada. I want to leave my life and move out from the Philippines and start something new. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I had in my head and my goal was New York. And I remember when I was in the bus, like just putting out on the post. This is when like Facebook was still like at that time,
yeah,
where you can just put out in there and message people, what you're gonna do, and everyone's gonna see you, right? So anyway, yeah. So I said I was gonna go to New York. I need a place. And one of my friends that I knew years ago, I used to work with when we used to model at that time, he told me like, hey, I'm living here in New York. If you want a place to stay, I'm here. Like, my home is open. You could stay in the couch. And I was like, yes!
Yeah.
And I'm living it up, you know?
Living my best life.
And that was it. That was my breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And then everything just started, the ball just started rolling from there. Which could be another story.
Yeah.
But if you were to say my struggle started from that. I always will go back to that chapter when I left that long-term relationship, because I'm sure a lot, this is my relationship doesn't sound so dramatic from other people, but I think me losing myself in the relationship was the biggest struggle for me, because it took a lot for me to finally have that courage to get out of that relationship.
And it's gonna sound even crazier. I think it's an even more amazing story once we really get into the next few episodes of you really talking about the events that led to the result of that. You know, we're gonna delve into that, but a big part again of this show is, I mean, we wouldn't be here if Sheena and I had not discovered our passion for the law of attraction.
Yes.
You know, that was our main conversation.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember we had this one story that made me go, oh my God, this girl and I are so aligned. So I was telling her how I discovered the law of attraction during my breakup phase with my baby daddy. And I discovered meditation during that time. And then fast forward to about 2 years later, I told Sheena about me being diagnosed with Bell's palsy and stopping medication and healing myself through mindset, through meditation, energy healing on my own. And she told me a similar story of healing herself and like not having to go through surgery for something crazy that happened to her, which we're going to be talking about in the next coming episodes. But yeah, it's transformation and manifestation through law of attraction, because that shit is real.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't realize how you just like cap it off like that, because hearing your story again and then me talking about my story, it just didn't make me realize like, yeah, it is. It did deal with a lot of self-reflection, but at the same time, because you're putting it out there,
yeah,
and then you didn't realize it happened because you wanted it so bad, and that's where like the law of attraction happened.
And whether we're aware of it or not, it's always running. The law of attraction never stops. It's science and spirituality and just universal magic. But you know, it's all of this combined, but it's belief and it's mindset.
Right.
The mind is so powerful. To be honest, if I hadn't discovered that, I wouldn't know where I'd be today. Probably dead.
Yeah, you wouldn't be talking to me about like Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, exactly. I had to like really get through rock bottom. I had to feel hungry. I had to go through severe insecurity, mental breakdown, and all of that shit. I had to really be shattered for me to rise in my own ashes, you know. But that's the thing, you don't have to wait. That's what we're trying to put out there. You don't have to wait to hit rock bottom to change, to transform your life.
Right. And everyone goes through their own breakthrough, whether it be from a breakup, from a breakdown, you know,
both.
I think, you know, everyone has their own story. Or, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to be from a struggle and you're just like realizing, hey, I want to take it to the next level. And I see myself pushing myself into my dreams and my goals. And, you know, there's, but for me personally, that's how I found it through, like these, I don't want to say struggle, because actually now when I think about it, it wasn't really a struggle. It was actually like, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm so glad I went through
that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad I went through that kind of person, because I wouldn't be with my...
No regrets.
My best boyfriend now.
No regrets. Yeah, we're going to talk about love in relationships and singlehood.
Ooh, and motherhood.
And motherhood. And I know a lot of people go through this. A lot of women in this situation that I'm in. Because I am a single mother who is trying to date and going through the struggles of dating as that. As a working, as somebody who works a lot and somebody who also like yearns for companionship, you know. But dating here in the Philippines, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there, okay?
I don't know. Like, when I see Nina, like, on her IG stories, like, she's having the funnest time of her life. It's like, girl, you don't need a man. Like, I don't think any guy who's... He's like, he just gets so shunned by your, like, light. She is... If you guys know Nina personally, she is a light. Really a light. And that's why I was like drawn to her. But that's what I'm saying, like when you just look into your like IG story, and you know, I was just like, wow, she got so much going on. She's a mother. Like, she's a mother and then she's like, you know, doing fitness, and then she's doing all these art. Next thing you know, the next day she's like tattooing someone's eyebrows. Like, girl.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I do have a lot of fun. And I know how to have fun alone. I treasure my solitude a lot. But, you know, there are those moments when you're about to close your eyes, or when you're trying to sleep, when you're like, I mean, how much do I miss waking up beside somebody? I love waking up beside my four-year-old. But it's human nature. We were built for partnership, for companionship, right? And we have those moments, and then we fall into a slump, and then we sulk sometimes. And it's that journey to pick ourselves up, to stand up again. And, you know, it's just a lot. One of those things that we're going to be discussing throughout this whole season. But yeah.
Amazing.
So much. Amazing. I mean, before we get carried away, we don't want to, like, spoil everything.
Yeah, we're like, girl, you just on your first episode. You've been talking about your whole life story.
Overachievers.
Yeah, overachievers. Now we've recognized and acknowledged that we are both overachievers.
Yeah. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. We're multitaskers. we're workaholics, but we also like having fun. Like,
right.
When we have fun, we have fun.
Well, yeah, so I hope you guys would just stay tuned and hopefully you would get some value in every episode, and which, you know, we will try to, you know, how do you say it? Give value.
Fulfill. Yeah, I mean, if
overachiever.
Overachiever. Oh, I see out there. Okay, oh my god. We were getting a little bit carried away over there, but what a beautiful conversation about the law of attraction and manifestation. And that's that. I hope all of you have an amazing holiday season. Follow us on Instagram at grownupblownup. Follow Sheena at Sheena Veracruz. Follow me at Nina Defensor. And if you guys have any topic suggestions, questions, anything, whatever, reach out to us, please. We'd be more than happy to reach out back to you guys and to just entertain your questions. Let us know. We want to build a community with you guys. And this concludes the show. We will continue the conversation in 2 weeks. Catch up with you then.